Similar allegations have been flying around Houston, with local liberal activists and Tea Party members bickering over how the opposite side is trying to steal the election. That partisan battle has made an appearance in Travis County, with the local Democratic Party and its chair, Andy Brown, accusing Republicans of targeting minority voters by only putting poll watchers in East Austin.
And so we're going to do everything we can in those precincts to make sure that people know that they have a right to vote, and they have a right to vote without being bothered by the Republicans.
Travis County Clerk Dana DeBevoir has even stepped into the fray. Friday, the Democrat called for level heads after Republicans said a shortage of poll workers was evidence of incompetence. DeBevoir also said as long as poll workers follow state law, there won't be any problems.
Once they're inside the polling place, the only person they can speak to is the election judge. So if a poll watcher walks up to a voter and speaks to a voter, big violation.
Break the rules, and DeBevoir says the local precinct judge can kick them out. The U.S. Department of Justice is sending observers to 5 Texas counties on Election Day. For the second time this year, Williamson County is on the list. Rick Barron is Williamson County Election Administrator. He says the investigation is over how well the county is providing information to minority voters. And while the DOJ didn't provide feedback after watching the March primary, he thinks the county is doing a pretty good job meeting the current requirements.
We have, as of now, at least by one bilingual poll worker in all the precincts where the state has required them. We also make sure we have one bilingual poll worker in all of the early voting precincts.
Barron says no news is good news, and if all goes well on Election Day, the only notification he gets could be a simple thank you. We won't be back next election. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.